to the program. Today we continue in our series on dealing with our feelings. We're going to look at Moses. We read in Numbers 12 and 3, he was very meek above all men upon the face of the earth. But on several occasions, he lost control of his emotions. We're going to see what happened. The Bible says these things happen, and they are written. Why are they written? For our admonition. We're going to see how we can be admonished from the life of Moses. We said in our previous program that our emotions are triggered by the circumstances that come into our lives. Some of those circumstances are positive and some of them are negative. Some positive circumstances in the life of Moses, for instance, the miracles that he did there in Egypt, the parting of the Red Sea, the Egyptian army being destroyed. Well, they were positive circumstances, and if you read the story, you'll see when they got on the other side of the Red Sea, they're all singing. They're pretty happy. But as time went on, there were some negative circumstances that came into the life of Moses, and we find him very unhappy, so much so that in Numbers 11, verse number 15, he said, "Kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight." Years ago, John Newton said, "God often takes a course for accomplishing his purposes directly contrary to what our narrow view would prescribe." Well, he's absolutely right about that, and that's what was happening in the life of Moses. But Moses didn't like these negative circumstances. We'll be looking at it in a minute. Before we do, listen to this message and song. It says, "If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere." Well, he'll go with us. It's a case of, will we go with him?
It may be in the valley where countless dangers hide. It may be in the sunshine that I in peace abide. But this one thing I know, if it be dark or fair, if Jesus is with me, I'll go anywhere. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me, where'er I may be, if he is there. I count it a privilege here, his cross to bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go goes with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me, where'er I may be, if he is there. I count it a privilege here, his cross to bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go. Mine to question the judgments of my Lord. It is but mine to follow the leadings of his word. But if to go or stay, or whether here or there, I'll be with my Savior content anywhere. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me, where'er I may be, if he is there. I count it a privilege here, his cross goes with me, I'll go.
Listening to that message in song, if Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. I could imagine that Moses and his crew were singing that as they were wandering through the wilderness once they got over the Red Sea and they were in their positive circumstance situation. But I want to give you that quote again from John Newton. He said, God often takes a course for accomplishing his purposes directly contrary to what our narrow view would prescribe. And so we find that Moses, that's exactly where Moses is heading, into the wilderness, and God has a program. And as it turns out, Moses is not in favor of that program. He said, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight. Now, these negative circumstances, they piled up on him. Remember, once again, God said he was the meekest person that living on the earth at that time. Meekness there simply means power under control. But he lost control after a series of circumstances. Exodus 15:24 says the people murmured against Moses. Exodus 16:2, the whole congregation murmured against Moses and Aaron. Exodus 17:3, the people murmured against Moses. Numbers 11:1-10, the people complained, it says in verse 1. Who's going to give us some food to eat? We remember Egypt, they said in verse 5. We want to go back there. There's nothing here in this wilderness but this manna. And then they said in verse 10, the people were weeping throughout their families. Numbers chapter 14 and verse 2, the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. Numbers 14 and 29, Moses said, you murmured against me. Numbers 16 and 41, and all the congregation murmured against Moses and against Aaron. Deuteronomy 1:27, ye murmured in your tents. Well, we see these circumstances are in Judah's life, and after a while, I mean, all he's trying to do is help these people, and they are murmuring against him all the time. As a pastor, you can relate to that. As a parent, you can relate to that. And so the circumstances here, Moses, how are you going to handle these negative circumstances? Oh, yeah, you were all singing 3 days ago, but 3 days after they came into the wilderness, they were murmuring against Moses. How are you going to handle that? Well, here's the circumstance. It's negative. The circumstance dictates his thinking, and so then that dictates his emotions. And in Numbers chapter 16 and verse 15, it says Moses was very wroth. In Exodus 32:19, his anger waxed hot. In Numbers 11 and 10, it says Moses was displeased. And then we read in 11 and 15, he said, that's it, I quit. God, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight. I don't want any more of this. Well, he had a lot of it. We find that when he started out, he had 40 years in the palace. That'd make you happy. That would be a very good situation. Well, after he killed off an Egyptian who was fighting against one of the Hebrew children, he had to run for his life. And then we find 40 years in the wilderness, and it says Moses was content to dwell in the wilderness. And well, when they crossed the Red Sea, after he came back and he led God's people out of captivity, they were another 40 years in the wilderness. And at the beginning, as we said, they're very happy. They're singing. And it lasted only 3 days, but they were happy. Well, very soon the circumstances changed to negative circumstances, and that happiness was gone. The emotions were in control. Well, back there in Exodus chapter 2 and verse number 14, he had killed that Egyptian who was fighting a Hebrew slave, and then the next day he saw two Hebrews fighting together, and he rebuked the one who was in the wrong, and he said in Exodus 2:14, who made thee a prince and a judge over us? Are you going to kill me like you did that Egyptian yesterday? Well, Moses had to leave everything in Egypt as a result of trying to help someone, turning away from the most powerful throne in the world, the number one world superpower at that time. He went from riches, giving up a palace for a mud hut. He gave up the finest food for not knowing where his next meal would come from. He gave up respect and honor to be hated even by his own people. He traded treasures for poverty. You would have thought they would have said, "Thank you very much, Moses." Well, he came back and he delivered the Hebrew children out of the bondage in Egypt. And their response, as we've seen, was they murmured against Moses. They just murmured against him all the time. Well, in Acts chapter 7 and verse 25, we read concerning Moses, he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not. They understood not. We mentioned previously that the two disciples on the Emmaus Road were walking, and the Bible said they were sad. And Jesus said, "Why are you so sad?" They said, "Well, we trusted that the Messiah was going to come, and he was going to kick out those Romans and set up the kingdom, and we trusted there's going to be a better life for us." Well, it's not going to be that way, not for a couple of thousand years. And it will be that way when the Lord does set up his kingdom somewhere, I think very shortly down the road. "Oh, well, we trusted it was going to be this way, and it wasn't that way, so we're sad." Snap out of it. Get over it. Get into the Word of God and find out God's program. And we have no reason to go down this negative trail with these negative, what we call negative circumstances. I remember years ago, my wife and I decided we would move back from Alberta and we would start what is now called Faithway Baptist Church there in Ajax, Ontario. And before we moved back, we had a list of people that we put on the list. We said, "All these people will come and help us get this church started." Some were friends, some were relatives. Yeah, okay, so we moved back. We trusted they would come. Thing is, not one of them came. Not one of them came. Well, we had our plan, and we trusted what would happen, but it didn't turn out that way. God had a totally different plan on how he was going to do things. Now, if you want to check the internet, Faithway Baptist Church in Ajax, Ontario, you'll see that God did a great thing there. He did most of the great things after I left, but he did a great thing. We had the privilege of starting that church. Well, getting back to Moses and his circumstances, we read in Numbers chapter 14, verse 4, that they said one to another, "Let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt." Well, that's got to go over in Moses' emotional mind. What do you want to do? "I'm just trying to help you and you're trying to get rid of me." Numbers 14:10 gets worse. It says all the congregation bade stone them with stones. That is him and Aaron. Get rid of them, stone them. Now keep in mind how much Moses has done to help these people. So what happens is Moses starts thinking concerning the circumstances, and we read in Numbers chapter 11 and verse number 10, "Then Moses heard the people weep throughout all their families, every man in the door of his tent, and the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased." Now that word displeased has been translated hurt 7 times. And if you're a pastor and you're listening to this message, boy, I can relate with Moses in that situation. I try to help these people and all they do is hurt me. Well, maybe you're a parent. You say, "I try to help my children, and now these teenagers, they just strike back at me." How did Moses handle this? Well, he made the big mistake of blaming God. In verse number 11, he says, why hast thou afflicted thy servant like this?" He says in verse 12, "You want me to carry this whole group?" He says down here in verse number 15, "If thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee." He's blaming God for the whole situation. That's pretty serious. Let's read these verses and see how Moses focused on himself. Verse 11, it says, "And Moses said unto the Lord, Wherefore or why hast thou afflicted thy servant, and wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all this people upon me? Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them, that thou shouldest say unto me, Carry them in thy bosom, as a nursing father beareth a sucking child into the land which thou swearest unto their fathers? Whence should I have flesh to give all this people? For they weep unto me, saying, Give us flesh that we may eat. I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too weary for me. And so he says, If thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness. Yeah, turned out, it's all about me. That's the way Moses got. And that's the way we can get too when people start complaining against us. I want to read that quote one more time that John Newton made. It says, God often takes a course for accomplishing his purposes directly contrary to what our narrow view would prescribe. Problem with Moses, he's looking at what he wants to do instead of what God wants to do. The tone of his whole prayer is, why me? When it should have been thinking, why not me? John chapter 6:33 says, In the world ye shall have tribulation. 2 Timothy 3:12 say, All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. We should wonder why me when we're not suffering persecution. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Give thanks? Give thanks for this situation, Moses might be saying. Well, he could thank God that God trusted him with this task. 1 Thessalonians 2:4, Paul said, We were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel. He could thank God that God was using him in the work that he was doing so that God's work would be glorified. We read in John chapter 9, verse 2 and 3, the disciples asked Jesus, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I want to make the works of God manifest in this blind man, so he's been blind all his life for this particular day. God has a purpose, and they're usually his purposes are contrary to what our narrow view would want God's purposes to be for our lives. So we read in the verse in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. We know that all things work together for good. Moses couldn't see the good in this thousands of years later, as we could see here what God was doing, but all he needed to do was trust God and realize and believe that all things work together for good to them that who are called according to his purpose. Well, I'm going to play this message in song again. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. Can you imagine with me that Moses and the troop as they crossed over that Red Sea, having all these positive circumstances, they're singing the song, If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. It lasted 3 days. How long is it lasting for you?
It may be in the valley where countless dangers hide. It may be in the sunshine that I in peace abide. But this one thing I know, if it be dark or fair, if Jesus is with me, I'll go anywhere. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me, where'er I may be, if he is there. I count it a privilege here, his cross to bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go goes with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me, where'er I may be, if he is was there. I count it a privilege here, His cross to bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. It is not mine to question the judgments of my Lord. It is but mine to follow the leadings of His Word. But if to go or stay, or whether here or there, I'll be with my Savior content anywhere. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me, where'er I may be, if He is there. I count it a privilege here, His cross to bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere.